The British pianist Paul Lewis, CBE, is making his highly anticipated Baltimore recital debut on the Shriver Hall concert series on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. And it is my pleasure to have Paul on the line from London. Welcome to WBJC, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to start with Felix Mendelssohn and Alexander Scriabin, selected songs without words by Mendelssohn right in the middle of the Romantic era, and then the last works that Scriabin completed before his death, is Five Preludes 74, where he's really starting to play to the edges of tonality. I'd love you to talk about the conversation between those two collections of piano pieces.
Well, the two collections are miniatures, obviously. Mendelssohn's utterly gorgeous Songs Without Words, which, you know, I think there are 2 hours worth of Songs Without Words in total, but and they're not that often played, but they're such beautiful lyrical pieces. I thought I'd pair Mendelssohn with Mozart and Scriabin with Mussorgsky. The Scriabin miniatures are of course very different. They're the last pieces Scriabin wrote, incredibly ethereal, otherworldly, and rather dark. But I felt that Mendelssohn's miniatures paired up, the lyricism of Mendelssohn's miniatures paired up very well with Mozart, the vocal aspect of Mozart's piano writing, whereas the Scriabin miniatures went together very well with the earthy darkness of Mussorgsky.
So Mussorgsky obviously pictures at an exhibition this enormous pianistic work, very programmatic, inspired by the paintings and drawings of Victor Hartmann. And then Mozart very much in his sort of Turkish mode with the Turkish Rondo here, this contemporary with his opera, The Abduction from the Seraglio. And I love the way you're talking about the pairings. And whenever one reads anything about your playing, there are words like sincerity, depth, emotional engagement. And I'd love to know how you actually approach the programming. On the page, this might look sort of quite disparate, but obviously there are these interconnections that you're very aware of.
Yes, I mean, I think my starting point with programming is that I have to be completely crazy about what I play. I have to love everything I play. And of course, being a pianist, you know, there's no shortage of incredible repertoire to choose from. But with this, I felt that Mendelssohn is to Mozart as Scriabin is to Mussorgsky. You know, the Songs Without Words, the vocal lyricism and the rather more direct vocal aspect of Mozart's piano writing, whereas you have that juxtaposition of the two types of darkness in the second half with the sort of ethereal darkness of Scriabin with the very earthbound darkness of Mussorgsky. And the other connection in this program that I like is that, you know, you start with Songs Without Words and you end with Pictures Without Images. It's a testament to the power of music, you know, to create a sense of all things together. And that's another connection that I wanted to draw there.
It looks like such a wonderful program. We so look forward to welcoming you back to Baltimore, all things being equal, with viruses and visas. But it's,
yes.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to British pianist Paul Lewis, CBE, appearing on the Shriver Hall concert series on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. There's more information at shriverconcerts.org. Thank you so much, Paul. What a pleasure.
Thank you very much.